My name is Erik Schwiekermann. You are now listening to Type Radio. Now we're talking.
Guten Abend. Jetzt gibt es Type Radio.
But we won't anyway. Okay.
So you can't remember your last vacation?
No, I really can't. I know I had one, but I really can't remember right now what it was. It's horrible. Because I travel such a lot that the sort of blurs, you know, was that one trip like a vacation trip or was it... I can't remember. I think it was last year I went to Bordeaux, a place near Bordeaux, for a week. It was last summer, I think. Maybe it may have been the year before, I'm not sure. I think it was last year, actually. But I travel all the time, you know, I go to like really far away places. And so to me that is, it is a vacation. It's not a vacation in the sense of that I hang by the beach and drink cocktails, mm-hmm. but it's a vacation because I see something else. You know, I was in Montréal, as they insist on saying, and... I've recently been to, you know, places like Argentina and Brazil, and for me it's a vacation for the brain. So I count that, even though it's stress and I'm terribly jet lag and all the rest of it. I was in Korea last autumn, and but I love it and I hate it. And I've just come back from San Francisco, so okay. Some people think that's a vacation because I live there in the winter.
Yeah. So. When you say you work in Berlin, London, and San Francisco, mm-hmm. how does that work? I mean...
Very easy. I sit down at a desk and switch on my computer and I work. It doesn't make any fucking difference where that is.
Where you are, so...
Yeah. It does. I mean, the plan is that I spend from, say, November through April-ish in San Francisco, and then I'm in Berlin, like now. I'm back in Berlin till November, and I go to London once every month, mainly because I have a son and a grandson there, and I used to live there. My son is English, so when I'm there, I work. You know, because what else do I do?
Okay,
but you have an office in London?
Well, I just have a house there where my son lives. So to me, yeah. But also, I have an office where the friend's place. So mm-hmm. I go in there and plug in my PowerBook, and I have an office. You know,
okay.
Because when I write emails, people don't know where I am. Doesn't make any difference.
That's true.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. That's why I get 24-hour email traffic, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Now comes the music. Da, 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 da.
Da,
then
da, da.
Da, da, da. They're going to cut this. Now we say to Akeem, put the music on.
Yeah.
There's a few minutes of...
Music, some... We have SOS by ABBA, and we have... I made it like...
High-class music, I hear that already.
No, I made a playlist with like songs that have all letters in them.
Are you the bass player? No, you're not.
Yeah. Bass player.
You had four bass players in the band, didn't you?
No.
I thought you also played bass.
The type band.
Yeah, yeah.
Wolfram.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I play bass.
Yeah.
And Peter Verheul plays guitar.
Well, I thought Peter. Well, I know Jus plays guitar because
mm-hmm.
I used to play bass.
Mm-hmm.
My son's a guitarist.
Oh.
And
that's the instrument. That's what I wanted to ask.
Well, my son is actually a musician. I mean,
okay.
He's actually a professional guitarist. He doesn't make any money, but he's a very, very good guitarist. I'm a medium guitarist. And a medium bassist. I haven't played for a long time, but
okay.
I used to play cello until I cut one of my fingers off, and I'm not good enough for playing cello anymore.
Okay.
Double bass.
Oh, so you didn't do it on purpose, so you'd stop playing cello?
Not many, no.
Piss off your dad or something.
You know what? I'm wondering sometimes because that happened when I was 15, and I did think for a while I was going to be a musician. Somehow that was my first choice, really, and luckily I didn't, because I don't think I would have been good enough even without the technicalities. I know that my musical talent is limited. I would have been an okay musician, a mediocre musician, Never a good one. My son's a good musician, so we jumped one generation. I know that. I had a print shop. I was a letterpress printer in the 60s and 70s, and that burned down in London, in Ladbroke Grove, Lancaster Road, actually. Maybe that was also one of those things, you know, cutting my finger, not being a musician, burned down my print shop, which happened while I was actually on vacation. See, that was happening to go on vacation. Yeah. The fucking shop burns down. You know, those things don't happen for no reason, do they? Even though it was some idiot welding in the basement. But so I'm not a letterpress printer anymore, which maybe that was a blessing in disguise. I don't know. But those things happen. And somehow my friends were way more annoyed about it and sadder about it than I was. I thought, oh, okay, it's too bad, you know, because I collected that shit for 10 years.
Yeah.
And it burned down in 77, which was bad, you know, but... Okay, so get some more shit.
So we were looking at the speaker block, and we were wondering how do you... What?
I haven't been there for a while. Yeah.
Why did you initiate that?
It says it somewhere on one of the many pieces there. Because I get, like, maybe on at least 5 emails a week, like almost one a day. Sometimes it's more than one a day, from students... who for some reason or other have discovered that I'm still alive, which some people express as, we found you, we're still alive, and could you please answer those? Because there seems some, I think, that like type designers who've been around for a while are all dead, you know, Bedoni's dead, Garamond's dead. I'm mentioning myself in that class, as you notice. No, because, I mean, most of the type guys are dead guys, or almost dead, or they don't speak English or whatever. So they, for some reason, their teachers give them me as a term project or one of my typefaces, and I get these emails, and they're usually totally misdirected. They... don't ask me a specific question. They always me. Can you tell us how you design meta design? Meta. Can you tell us what do you think about topography in the future? And all this. And I think, well, you know, I'm not going. A, I don't know. B, I'm not going to tell you. And C, learn first to start searching. Start, you know, to find information is something you should learn at college. So go back to your teacher and get some instruction. People just these days just, you know, Google your name. And bingo, and then they give the homework to you. And they say, oh, by the way, we need this by tomorrow evening. So instead of them writing a thesis, which means researching, finding out, maybe going to the library or downloading whatever, just reading and finding out and forming an opinion, they pass the job to me. Would you please do my homework for me? So I always write back and I always tell them off, you know, learn to research, because you find stuff that you're not looking for, which is the fun about researching.
Yeah.
Not the stuff you get, but the stuff you don't get, or the stuff you get as you're reading, you know. You look, sit in front of your bookshelf, and you find this book that they haven't seen in 20 years, and you start reading it, and suddenly it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and you read a book that you didn't know you had. That, for me, is the fun of research. You know, the other stuff's boring. Anyway, so I get a lot of those. So part of this is to put stuff on there that I always get asked. There's my biography, there's my portrait, there's a couple of specimens of typefaces, not enough, but there's some stuff there. There's a few articles, there's not enough, but there's a bit of stuff. And there's, I think, 3 or 4 interviews that I've actually had in email that I've just simply published, because they're all the same anyway. You know, when were you born? Why were you born? Is there life before death? You know, those sort of questions, and you only have to answer them once. So that's the reason, and it's butt ugly. Because I don't want to spend any time, and I don't spend any time. I write some stuff and upload it, and bingo. I haven't designed anything. It looks like shit. But now, of course, I've been getting hell from people because it's so ugly. Because I'm using, you know, it's $25 software, and no scripting, and no coding, a little bit of HTML, but hardly. And now, of course, I have to make it look a little better. But maybe I shouldn't sometimes.
But does it work? I mean,
I get one, not even one call every 2 weeks. It has totally worked.
Okay, but it's really amazing. It's born out of convenience.
Oh yeah, it's not that I want to, you know, pray things. I have. Okay. I'm not one of those bloggers that need to share my whatever thoughts with the rest of the world. I don't care. I publish enough stuff anyway. I'm writing columns for magazines and I'm writing books and stuff. But this is simply a very convenient way of. That's what it's all about. That's what blogs are about. Make stuff public to really a few people, and nobody else needs to read it. The nice thing about a blog is that if you don't know about it, you don't find it. I don't want to talk to the German or American or English public at large. I want to talk to those 10 students a week, and they find it because they Google my name. Bingo, you know.
Ta-da.
Okay, 25 years of Meta.
Yeah.
And
picnic on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw that. On the log.
Do you regret that you withdrew?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You do?
Well, of course. Well, I don't regret. I regret that it went the way it did because I started it, mm-hmm. and I was the father, and I never made any money out of it because I got, you know, we got into all sorts of hassle with my partners, and then the firm went bankrupt, and then it was sold, you know, to the Lost Boys, the Dutch guys, and then mm-hmm. some of the partners who cheated me out of the company also got the sack. So the whole thing ended up in tears, and it's a shame because it was a nice thing when it was going. We did some really cool stuff. There were some really good people. That's why we're doing this. These are the people, and they're still there. You know, the present company is just a boring design agency. So what? I'm a little sad. That's why I'm not rich. You know, I should be, because I employ 200 people for 10-12 years. You know, and we made big projects. I should really have a couple million. The ironic thing is that one of the partners who cheated me and got me out of the company, when he got the sack from the Lost Boys, he got a lot of money as a severance pay. Mm. So that's really sad.
Golden handshake.
He got the golden handshake, but I, who started it, didn't. Yeah. That's bad. I should have really have some money.
So is that the person that you really hate?
No.
Okay.
Actually, I don't really hate anybody.
Oh, you said yes.
Yeah,
said
I know yes. I did. But it's
what,
not.
You don't have to name any names, but is there anybody specific?
It doesn't have to be a. No, I don't have any hate in me. Okay. It's not a particular person. I hate certain people, certain attitudes, certain ways of thinking. It's not actually. Some people I don't like, but I don't hate them. I mean, even the people that cheated me and got me out of the company, there's one particular colleague who I really do not like, but I don't hate him. I would talk to him and be friendly. I don't think I've ever hated anybody. You say this as a figure of speech. Yeah. Oh, I hate this. Okay. You know, I hate Helvetica, but I don't hate Helvetica.
Well, it's good to have that clarified.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the word that's, I think, a little too frequently used.
Yeah.
If I think about it, hate, you know, is like the opposite is Americans, you know, they love everybody. On the phone, I love you. You're like, the English and all the Germans, we use that. English are becoming a bit more liberal with it. To say, ich liebe dich, I love you, is in German, it's really, you know, it's something I probably said twice in my life and meant it.
Yeah.
You say it to your kids, obviously.
In Dutch, too.
Yeah.
And it means a lot more.
It means a hell of a lot. It really is very much a dedication. For the Americans, it's like, you know, presidents, I love you. You know, I love you guys. I love you this. And it's like all over the place. Everybody loves everybody.
Yeah.
And they're saying it after every conversation before they hang up the phone. I say Wiedersehen, and they say, I love you.
Really? And
yeah, it's become totally meaningless.
Yeah.
All the time, I love you, I love you. It's just like... So in other words, I'm saying that, you know, those words have been totally diminished in their meaning, and the same as far as hate concerned, you know. Hate is, you know, hate crimes like we're witnessing in Iraq. I mean, that's hate. That is hate that I'm not capable of. I don't think I could ever hate anybody enough to hurt them. That's real hate, isn't it? When your brain stops working and when your emotions take over totally. A way to control to hate. So that clarification. For what it's worth.
Okay.